This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This morning, live from Portland, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden is on with us. Senator, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good to be back.
So yesterday you put out the word, the Senate passing Secure Rural Schools reauthorization. Talk about getting that through your chamber.
Here's what it means. As you know, Kyle, I consider this probably the most important law that I've written in my time representing Oregon in the United States Congress with Larry Craig going back to 2000. Oregon's share has been more than $3 billion. It has lapsed for essentially about a year. This has worked an enormous hardship on our schools. For example, I was in Eastern Oregon recently, and the superintendent said, "We just don't understand how we're going to be able to keep the doors open without this money." And what we've done is made it clear that this is a top Northwest delegation priority for myself, Senator Merkley, Senator Risch, Senator Crapo. We're off to the races. We've got a ways to go, but this is going to be a real lifeline for rural communities, and they've been so hard hit. And it'll be about $6.7 million to Douglas County. I think it's so important that folks know a general sense of where we are. And I have no more important priority than the Secure Rural Schools bill that I wrote a number of years ago. And I can tell you, we would have had school 3 days a week in rural Oregon without my bill.
Does this include, because of the year or so that we've had expiration, does this backfill at all since the last time the reauthorization took place?
Yes, but we still have to get this through the House. There's work to do. We're working on the details, but the Northwest delegation has all pitched in on this. And as I say, as the ranking Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee, we are the people who are supposed to come up with the money. We work with the appropriations to do it. I have no higher priority. And all the times that I've come to Douglas County and stop at the Fred Meyer and get a chicken or something like that, people come up and say this bill's a lifeline. And the Senate has passed it twice, actually, in the last 6 months. So now the challenge is up to the House of Representatives, and we'll be working with them.
All right, we're going to cover a number of things here fairly quickly this morning. Talk about the Job Corps. A lot of people around this area are concerned about the Wolf Creek Job Corps. It really looks like, at least for now, we're kind of at a pause or maybe an end point. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, my view is only an act of Congress can eliminate the Job Corps. So I think we understand that the Trump people would like to do it on their watch without the approval of the United States Congress, and I'm just going to fight that. The district courts have prohibited the Labor Department from terminating jobs, removing students from the 99 contractor-run centers, eliminating the CORE program without congressional authorization. We're going to continue to fight this, and it's a particularly important program in Douglas County. We want to save the Wolf Creek Site and Glide and others statewide, because shutting off the opportunity for young people in Southern Oregon to gain job skills for a lifetime is really a very flawed approach that the administration is using, and so short-sighted, because what they're doing is stopping in the investment in rural parts of Oregon and our country at stake. And for six decades under administrations of both parties, Wolf Creek and Glide has provided those job development opportunities, and we're going to fight like hell to keep them.
Fire season is here. Hotter, drier weather is forecast. We've got a new fire as of yesterday in Jackson County. Talk about federal cleanup from Archie Creek and other areas. What should be going on?
Well, a couple of things. You know, as you know, I got a bipartisan proposal now in the United States Senate to have prescribed burns. You go in there and clean this stuff out. We've been saying that it ought to be done for ages and ages, but there's been so much stalling, and I think my bipartisan legislation with Senator Budd from North Carolina and the support of the Trump people who said they were for prescribed burns will help us. But that's a perfect area for this kind of cleanup, because these fires today, and you and I have touched on this, Kyle, they're not your grandfather's fires. They're bigger, they're hotter, they're more powerful. It gets hot and dry. We've seen it already so darn early in the year. Somebody drops a match, lightning strike, kaboom. And this is why we have to, my prescribed burn money, and I'm making it a top priority for the state. And I mean, the first full day of summer is Saturday, and already Oregon's facing these major fires. So no more urgent business than this in terms of rural communities.
Let's talk about tariffs. We've got kind of a seemingly endless supply of tariffs out there now. What's your take?
Well, I think the Trump proposal is just a very flawed one. And as I get around the state and talk to businesses and we have the town hall meetings, they say, look, the prices that our products get are going down. Our input costs are going up. And then they say, Ron, the thing we want you to do more than anything is just tell those Trump folks, give us some consistency and some predictability. The reality is we've had more than 50 separate tariff changes. In other words, 50 times when Oregon businesses and rural communities are saying, we just want some predictability and some certainty, the Trump people have turned around with more than 50 separate changes. And I think it's taken a big toll, and I think it's particularly hurting our ability to get some of our products into China, which is the big market.
Big, beautiful bill. Potential impacts there that concern you?
Yeah, I'm the point person for the Senate Democrats on it because most of it goes to the Senate Finance Committee. The Medicaid cuts, 1 out of 3 Oregonians depend on Medicaid. I think the percentage of folks in Douglas County enrolled in the Medicaid program, we call it the Oregon Health Plan, is close to 40%. That's more than the state, average. And these cuts are just going to hit rural communities like a wrecking ball. And they're particularly hard on rural hospitals because rural hospitals are really the economic engine for a lot of communities. And they're telling us these cuts are going to be devastating, and they're going to be for kids and the disabled people. Medicaid pays more than half of the nursing home bill in our state. I remember this from my Great Panther days and being on the Oregon State Board of Examiners and Nursing Home Administrators. We've got to get a much more balanced approach on health care. This is not it.
Talk about the whole area of congressional authority versus executive orders. Some of my geeky political science friends, regardless of which side of the aisle are on, have expressed some concerns about that.
Well, you're talking about your geeky friends. I mean, the reality is the president is trying to do everything, by executive order. He's basically saying that Article 1, which allows Congress to drive so many of the basic economic decisions, really he doesn't have to comply with. And it's a flawed approach. It's one of the reasons why he's already lost the preliminary case in terms of tariffs and trade. He had to get some help on appeal. But the reality is he really doesn't believe in Article 1. Article 1 is there for a person because it establishes congressional primacy. It's going to come up again now on the war powers issue because the power to declare war is belonging to the Congress.
Talk about some of the other things you're focused on legislatively as we head towards summer break here.
Well, I am really zeroed in on the economic package because most of it goes to the Senate Finance Committee. And look, we want people to be successful. We understand that there need to be opportunities for economic growth and prosperity. What we want is everybody to have a chance to get ahead. And if you look at this package, it basically steers enormous sums of money to people at the very, very top. They'll get millions of dollars worth of tax relief and their crumbs and virtually nothing for people in Douglas County of modest economic means. They'll be basically in the same position that they are now. And the irony is they're going to spend, the Trump people are going to spend several trillion dollars, and they're going to increase poverty in America. That takes some doing.
As we wrap up, the State Veterans Home in Roseburg still needs a federal funding piece. Can this get into the mix before the next budget cycle is set?
We're looking at every moving vehicle, Kyle. It's so important to do that for the vets. It's long overdue. Jim Little and everybody have worked so hard, so appreciative of their good work. It's a very, very important priority. The community has waited long enough. We've said to the Trump people, look, we want to do this in a bipartisan way. We've got the whole delegation on board. What we just need is a little sign-off.
All right, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden up in Portland. Senator, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Let's do it again. Thanks.
All right, 8:41 at the Morning Report.